you ever put God last? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I've been really struggling lately to figure out what to do for my daily time with God. I'm good at listening to worship music while I do the dishes. I'm good at praying in my car. But you know what I really suck at? Actually spending time in my Bible. And it's frustrating. No matter how many times my Bible app reminds me to do my devos, I just can't seem to get myself to do it. Do you ever feel this way? Well, if so, I encourage you to stick around for today's devo. It's called Peace in the Chaos by Elizabeth Blanton. Life can be hard. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Life can be very hard. We may find it pretty easy to love and worship God when things are going well and life is good. But what about when a loved one passed away? What about when you're so stressed with work and school that it feels like you don't have the energy for anything else? What about when a friend lets you down? What about when you're having financial struggles and you don't know how you'll get by? Whatever you're dealing with, there are probably days when your mind and heart are so clouded with emotion that you have trouble even opening that Bible or asking God for His help and guidance. I can relate. I can't say that I know exactly what you're going through because everyone has their own individual life and struggles, but I do know what it's like to feel like you don't have any choice but to put God last when deep down you know He should be first. Here's what we need to remember. God is there when nobody else is. He is the peace in the chaos and the hope in the heartache. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, as we read in John 14:6. He's not just some other chore that we can maybe work into our schedules. He loves us. He died and rose again to be with us. He cares about what we're going through. Whether our problems are big or small, He wants to help us. Today, Jesus invites us to come to Him with all our burdens, and He will give us rest. He will give us peace and comfort in our storms. He might not take away our pain immediately, but He will be there with us through it all. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. When are you tempted to put God last? In other words, when does it feel like a chore to spend time praying, reading the Bible, and gathering with other Christians to worship God together? It's easy to let these things fall to the wayside when life feels overwhelming. But when we view our time with God as spiritual nourishment, we realize how much we need it, especially in the overwhelming seasons. Spending intentional time with God may not always feel nourishing in the moment, but whenever we focus on His ever-abiding peace and presence within us, it's always time well spent. As you and I can read in John 16:33, I, Jesus, have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Philippians 4:6-7 and 2 Thessalonians 3:16 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you find today's devo encouraging? Well, I encourage you to share it with someone who needs to hear it today. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about typos with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.